A group of people in the studio, 13 minutes after 10. Good morning, Tuesday morning. We have in the studio, oh gosh, it's Josh. Morning, Josh.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
And we also have Trouble in the studio, in the shape of Bert. Morning, Bert. How are you? She almost fell off her chair then, didn't she? And we have the birthday girl from yesterday. We have the one, the only, Hannah Banana Barker. Good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
We're going to hear all about your birthday later. An kind of embarrassing moment that you were going to tell us about as well.
An
embarrassing story. Yeah. Okay, we'll talk about that a little bit later on. And what else are we doing? We're going to do our quiz, our Only Fools and Horses quiz, which is coming up. Right now, though, we're going to get straight on with it and go into our questions. Ask me anything. So, birthday girl, first, what's your first question?
What is your best quality?
What's your best quality? Yeah. All right, that one's... let's give that one to Bert first of all. What's your best quality?
Can, like, ability to make cakes be a quality?
Of
or is that
course.
Just, like, a
yeah. Of
yeah.
course.
Yeah, there we go.
Definitely. All right, so best quality. That's not what you asked me earlier on. You said what your best feature is. Now it's your best quality.
Well, yeah, but I'm going to save that one.
All right, you're going to save that one. Fine, fair enough. Okay, so, Josh, what's your best quality?
Being able to sing and sound like the person who's actually singing it, the song.
Like who? You know what's coming, don't you?
Yeah.
So you can actually sing like somebody. Who is that somebody?
It's almost like I can sound like anyone. And
okay. No, that's what I did there. I thought, I'm going to wait for your answer. whenever you're not sure, just pause. They're going to talk at some point. We'll try that out a little bit later on. So you have the ability to sound like other people singing.
Yes.
Okay, we'll do that then. What's your best quality then, Banana?
To make people laugh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you never do that.
See, you're a liar.
See? That's right on cue. Right on cue. All right, then.
What is your best quality?
I've got many. But that's not the question you asked me earlier on. I was prepared for another question. Best quality? I don't know. I guess I'm kind of a happy-go-lucky chappy. I guess. I don't know. I think that's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
But only when the sun's out. I'm a miserable git when it's not. Okay, so, Josh, what about your question?
What do you like to do when the weather's like this?
Sunbathe. Listen to an audiobook. That's me, done and dusted for the day. Can't you tell? What about you, Banana?
I would like to go... do what you do.
Sunbathe.
With a beer in my hand.
With a beer, yeah. Only one. Okay, what about you, Bert?
Go to the beach. Take the dog.
Beach and dog.
Beach and the dog. That's all I need.
That's it?
That's it.
Sorted. What kind of dog you got?
Springer Spaniel.
Aww.
Yeah, he's cute.
What about you, Josh?
Just to go out and enjoy it, really.
Enjoy what? Just the sunshine.
Yes.
Okay then, next question, Bert.
Okay, it's more of a would you rather. So would you rather go skydiving,
yeah,
shark diving, or bungee jumping? Ooh. You've got to do one of them.
Oh, crikey.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't think of anything worse. What is it?
Skydiving.
Ooh.
Diving with sharks.
Oh, no.
Or bungee jumping off of any tall building of your choice.
I hate heights. I don't like sharks.
It's not going well for you.
I like being on the ground. I don't even like going to the beach. I think I'd have to do the skydive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out of a
try.
Plane?
Yeah. I'd be thinking, well, why are you going to die doing it? So, you know.
That's a positive.
I'd rather do that than being eaten alive by a shark.
That's fair enough.
What about you? Don't tell me all three, because none of them scare you at all.
I would, you know. Yeah. I would. But I would like to go skydiving.
Yeah, you're all going skydiving. Yeah. What about you, Josh?
Probably skydiving.
Well, we're all going skydiving. What about you? You were the one that asked the question.
I'd dive for the sharks.
You dive for the sharks.
Dive for the sharks.
Have you got no fear?
I just want to see one.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, close. Obviously, I'd be in, like, a cage or something. I would just be swimming around.
For you sick soul. With those sharks.
I haven't. Oh. So I think I'll be all right.
Look, I could save you a lot of trouble. I could just Google shark and show you a picture. There
no,
you
I
go.
I want to see one in real life.
Right, okay. My question then is, what chore do you dislike the most? What stuff do you have to do around the house? What chore do you dislike the most? Banana.
Washing up.
Washing up?
Yeah.
All right, okay. Washing up's good. Now you got a dishwasher. Oh, yeah, we met her earlier on. Your mum came in. What about you, Josh?
It's a good job no one's listening, but...
What do you mean, good job no one's listening? I'm going to throw this pen at you.
Tidying my room.
Tidying your room. Right, okay. That's a real teenager one. Okay, Bert?
Washing up. Washing I hate up. When you touch food in the bowl. That's,
yeah.
It's disgusting.
Get a dishwasher. You got a dishwasher?
I haven't got a dishwasher. I'm a student. Why would I have a dishwasher?
I feel
you?
I feel such a snob now.
How about you?
How about me? Do you know what? I make my own beer and I just detest rinsing out the bottle, so it is a form of washing up. So when you pour out the beer, you've got all this sediment in the bottom and then you have to rinse them out clean.
Before you put it in your dishwasher?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the wife won't let you put it in with the sediment.
No.
Anyway, that is today's Ask Me Anything. We're going to do Only Fools and Horses quiz very soon. We're also going to be talking to Anne Ginger in a mo. And what else we got? We've got the lunchtime social debate to do from 12 o'clock. And the most exciting thing ever on the show, we have Harry Styles' Record of the Week, new single. None of you lot have heard it.
Nope.
And I feel so privileged. I have already. And it is absolutely brilliant.
Ring on the world thing.